Brother Lee to the pulpit, knowing that there's school and there's jobs and there's other things that are going on. Thursday will be a little bit longer with our regular format, but and then, of course, Sunday we're going to celebrate. Praise God. But tonight we're very thankful that Brother Lee is here. I know he's got things to share with us, of reports of other places that have had tremendous revival, and then from the Word of God as well. I know that there's a wealth that he has to share, and so we want him to come and bless you tonight. God bless you, Brother Lee.
Lord bless you.
Praise God. Come on, let's praise God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He is worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Brother Glover is right. I am expecting. I am expecting you to be busy. Okay? I'm going to put you to work. Okay? I need you to help me. Okay? Because I can't do it on my own. Okay? I don't know the people in Sterling. Although I do have a family coming. Okay? I'm not from Sterling, but I already have a family coming. Okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm doing my part. Okay? I want you to do your part. Praise God. And we can't pray people through if we don't have them here. All right? And if you have them here, I promise I'll do my best to get them prayed through. Is that a deal? Now, you say, how many can we pray through? Well, I was telling your pastor last night, I went to a church in Salem, Oregon, and I saw the sign. It was a church in a day building, and the sign that the fire marshal puts on the building that says how many can be seated in the building said 117. And I asked the pastor, I said, how many do you normally run? And he said 72. And I said, by the end of this revival, which was scheduled from Wednesday to Sunday, I said, by the end of this revival, you're going to need a new building. He said, who in the world do you think you are? I said, just watch. We had 67 people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, between Wednesday and Sunday. Now, what could happen in Sterling if I could use your help and my help and we work together? Hallelujah, and we get people here and we do a work for God. Come on. Do we got a deal? Brother Eichert, do we got a deal? Okay. Hallelujah. I believe this is the hour for God to bless the church. I believe that with all my heart. Before you see, let me just tell you a quick story. I was in southern Indiana. Now, this church was about the size of your church. It was a church of about 60 people. Now, I was preaching at that church, and a pastor from another church came to check me out. And your pastor's laughing because he knows that preachers don't like that. Am I right? And this man came to check me out, and so the end of the service, he asked me. He said, "Brother Lee," he said, "would you pray for me?" And I said, "Sure." So I got the pastor, and I got the bottle of oil, and I went, "Brother Eichard, would you mind if I just used you for a second? You can just stand right there." And I laid hands on him about just like this and pulled my hand away. And I said, "Sir, I don't know you from Adam." I said, "But God's getting ready to blow your mind." Now, I didn't know that he had pastored the same 20 people for the last 20 years. And if a tree ain't growing, it's dead.
Okay?
And the next Sunday, he had a multicultural Sunday scheduled, which really meant, in his situation, that he was going to have enchiladas at the cookout. Let's be honest. And he had a special speaker that he said nobody would have known. And his building only held 50 people, which meant that he had no vision. Okay? I'm just showing you all the realities of the situation. But he came out of his office on Sunday morning expecting to see the same 20 people. And there were 117 people in the building. He said they were even in the bathroom. He said he looked outside and they were in a line waiting to get in. He said he had to make a quick decision. They tore down the PA system and moved across the street. And he said they ended up with 180 in service. They baptized 12, had 6 get the Holy Ghost. And God blew his mind. Now, he called me 6 months later. And he said, "Brother Lee, I don't know when your prophecy's going to quit. But," he said, "I'm just enjoying the process." He said, "We're closing on a building on Monday." And he said, "In our community," he said, "you could buy a building to seat 350 for about $50,000. He said, "But that's not the kind of building we're buying." He said, the building we're buying is valued at $750,000. And he said, "God gave it to us for $50,000. And he said, "But here's the real miracle." He said, "I went to a banker that would never deal with me. And," he said, "I laid the papers on his desk." And he said, "The man looked at the papers, looked at me, looked at the papers, looked at me, looked at the papers, looked at me. And he said, 'Pastor, you're not going to be in this building very long.' He said, 'I'll just write you a signature note for the loan.'" God's interested, wait a minute, in blessing this church. I believe that with all of my heart. God's interested in blessing this church. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we ask that you pour out the windows of heaven upon this church. Open the windows of heaven. Bring backsliders in, O God. Fill new people with the Holy Ghost, O God. Draw sinners to your house, O God. Hallelujah. People that are hungry for you, O God. Hallelujah. Draw them to your house, O God. And we're going to be careful to give you glory and praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I actually was going to go a different direction tonight, but I am, God changed my direction, and I feel like I have a word for the church because you didn't bring me a house full of sinners. Okay? So I have a word for the church, and we're going to pray through tonight. Say, I'm going to pray through tonight. Okay? 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter, the sixth verse. And then we're going to turn to 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 11th verse. And I believe I'm going to help you get some understanding tonight. Okay? 2 Thessalonians, second chapter, sixth verse. Say all that in one mouthful. If you're there, say amen. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. So now we know what's stopping the process, because he wants it revealed in his time. 1 Peter 1 and 11. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. You may have paid some suffering, but there's a whole lot of glory that's getting ready to follow. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord for a moment. Lord, we love you. We appreciate you. We need you tonight. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You may be seated. We must understand tonight that there are things that happen and there are things that don't happen, hallelujah, totally based upon destiny in our lives. Hallelujah. Now, if God doesn't perform in our timing, it is not because he does not love us. It is not because he does not care. Hallelujah. It is just because it is part of destiny in our life. And we must understand that there is a difference between happiness and joy. Okay? Happiness comes because of a happening. I get happy because I got a new car. Or maybe I don't get happy because I got a new car. Based on how much I spent for that new car. Okay? Hallelujah. Joy is a chosen emotion. I get joy when I think about what he's done for me. Hallelujah. We must understand God's purpose in our life. Hallelujah. In his kingdom, there is no such thing as spiritually illegitimate babies. Either you have the Holy Ghost and you're baptized in Jesus' name, or you're not. But also, there's no such thing as a spiritually or as a Pentecostal oops baby. You can't slide in. Now, we are here according to the divine purpose of God. And he has known us from the beginning. He has our hairs on our head numbered. And he's known us from our mother's womb. And we are not an accident tonight. Hallelujah. In Esther, hallelujah, it talks about that if you, it says, if you altogether hold your peace at this time, then shall an enlargement and deliverance arise unto the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. So in other words, if you shut your mouth and you don't witness, hello? Come on. God has a specific purpose for each and every one of our lives. Everybody say, I'm in his purpose. And there is not a devil big enough to steal God's purpose from my life. Hallelujah. But what God wants here tonight is beyond me and it's beyond you. Hallelujah. But sometimes we get so concerned with schedules and being Pentecostal that we can miss a sovereign move of God. Hallelujah. I believe that God, what he desires from us tonight is he wants to position this church tonight. He wants to move us to a place where healings and deliverances and freedom and ministries and loosings and anointings, hallelujah, are going to happen on a normal part of the church. Not that they're not happening now. Now, Psalms 102 and 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Mark 4 and 29. And when they brought, when the fruit is brought forth, immediately, everybody say timing. He put the sickle in because the harvest has come. The harvest is already here, folks. Come on, the coming of the Lord is getting ready to happen. If we don't get it now, it ain't ever going to happen. 1 Chronicles 12:32, and the children of Issachar, which were men that had an understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, and the heads of them were about 200, and all the brethren were at their commandment. Acts 12:16, but Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door, they saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned them unto them with the hand to hold their peace, and declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison, and said, go show these things to James and your brethren. And he departed and went to another place. We're talking about the opening of the heavenlies tonight. The thing I like about God is that God is. In the beginning was God. And God is all by himself. God doesn't need us. Hallelujah. God doesn't need our praise tonight. Hallelujah. He likes our praise. But he doesn't need us tonight. Hallelujah. God doesn't need matches. He's fire all by himself. God is my refuge. God is my strength. If you've got God, you don't need anybody else. If you've got God, you don't need anybody else. Hallelujah. Your friends may leave you, but God will never leave you. You may be hungry, but if you've got God, you got the bread of life. If you're thirsty, you've got God. You got the water of life. Hallelujah. If you'd ever become consumed with that, I've got God on my right. I've got God on my left. I've got God up. I've got God down. I'm just walking in God tonight. For as many as of us are led by the Spirit of God, for they are the sons of God. God is, and not only is he, but he is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. He is, I'm not talking about atomic power. I'm not talking about nuclear power. I'm talking about God power. I'm talking about power that can heal cancer just like that. I'm talking about power that can heal a demoniac just like that. Hallelujah. Can I brag on him a little bit tonight? I'm talking about the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. We get so focused on preaching, we forget about God. We get so focused on rituals, we forget about God. He is great, and he can do anything. It doesn't matter if you're making minimum wage. It doesn't matter if you got problems. It doesn't matter if you're sick. It doesn't matter if you can't pay your bills. It doesn't matter, hallelujah, if you can't get a hold, if you can get a hold of the concept of God tonight, then he is Jehovah Jireh. It doesn't matter what your job can do. It doesn't matter what your education can do. It doesn't matter what your doctor can do. It doesn't matter what your medication can do. God can do. If we could just step into that, I believe that God's here and he wants us to step in, enter into a realm of the Spirit tonight. And if you're going to step into a dimension of the fresh flow of the Holy Ghost, he's all powerful tonight. And if we could get a revelation of that, God's not dead, he's alive. I don't know about you, but I can feel them in my hands. I can feel them in my feet. I can feel them in my heart. I can feel them all over me. God's not dead. He's alive. That ought to be enough to make you do a dance at Walmart. That ought to be enough to make you talk in tongues at the mall. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. When I think about where I was when he found me, when I think about what I was when he found me, when I think about what I was doing when he found me, when I think about who I was when he found me, hallelujah, he's all powerful, he's omnipresent, and he's everywhere tonight. And the devil came. So, devil, you know, we always think the devil can come by our house and tempt us. Devil can't come by. He ain't omnipresent. We don't fight the devil. We fight the devil's system. You know what the devil's system is? You ever seen a gyroscope? You flick it and it goes forever. You ever seen one of those? And it just keeps going. That's what the devil does. He flicks your lack of self-esteem and it keeps on going forever. He flicks your shame and it keeps on going forever. He flicks your guilt from your sin and it keeps on going forever. But he can't be there. But if he ever showed up to your house, you just say, wait a minute, devil. You just stay here outside for a minute because Jesus was here before you got here. And Jesus is going to be here after you leave. Yeah, I never could figure out the people from the South. I'm taking a cold. Well, why don't you give it to somebody? Some undeserving soul. Huh. They don't think that way, I guess. Well, I'm taking cancer. Why would you do that? Cancer's a devastating spirit. The Bible says, stand, and he'll flee. Devil, get out of here. You don't belong here. I'm a child of God. You don't belong in this house. You don't belong anywhere near this house. I'm a child of God. What are you doing trying to bother me? Trying to tempt me with that junk. You know better than that. But you know, sometimes I guess that's why Jesus called us sheep. Because we're dumb. Because we sure fall for some of the dumbest stuff. Well, I'll go back up on the platform now. But God's everywhere all the time. And God's here to help you. And God's here to set you free. I still feel a breach coming on. Hallelujah. You know what? We all feel trouble in our lives. And we've all had plenty of trouble in our lives. Hallelujah. The devil's attacked our families. The devil's attacked our friends. Hallelujah. But you know what? And the devil's tried to stop our destiny, but he can't stop it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If God has ever promised it, it's going to come to pass. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that God has already promised this church a great revival.
Hello, there ain't no reason to be quiet about that.
Oh, but you don't understand, Brother Lee. We've had people leave and this and that and the other. That doesn't stop destiny. Come on, that doesn't stop what God promised. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. Come on, we are the children of God. Now, I rebuke that depressive spirit. Let me tell you something. The people that God used, and you can read your Bible. I hope you do. Gets the heat off me. I don't know if you ever heard Billy Cole, but he used to say, "Laugh, Billy Cole." He was getting the heat off him. I loved him. He was a good man. Hallelujah. But if you read your Bible, especially New Testament, you're going to find that the people God used the most were depressed folks. People that didn't have nothing. But when they found God and they realized that God was there, They realized that God was in their midst. They realized that God was able. And they realized that He was there and He's here tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. We can create an arena of anointing. Hallelujah. And it can cause things to happen. Now, let me show you. I did this. I was in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I said, we could create an arena of anointing. And I said, God is everywhere, right? And I said, we could send that arena of anointing to Atlanta, Georgia. And I don't know why I said it, but when I said it, an old black lady in the back of the building popped up and started having a Holy Ghost fit. She did. I mean, she flat was getting with it. And what I did not realize was she knew a ministry couple, a pastor and his wife, that were having marriage problems in Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? And their son was in jail. He had gotten himself involved with some friends in school, and they went off and did something that they shouldn't have done. So you boys, you don't do something you ought not to do. Okay? Okay? And so we created an arena of anointing, and we sent it to Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? We came back to church on Wednesday night. They had put their marriage back together by Wednesday night. Hallelujah. The judge on Wednesday morning, okay, had already sentenced all this kid's buddies to 3 to 5 years in the penitentiary. All right? He gets to sentencing him. He said, I don't know why I'm doing this, young man, but I am dropping all your charges. So we could create an arena of anointing for Sterling, hallelujah, and we can have revival the rest of this week that's going to stir this city. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. Lord Jesus, we want to create an arena of anointing that's going to stir this city, that's going to keep people awake in the wee hours of the morning, that's going to make them to realize they need God more than they need anything. They need the church more than they need anything. They need the Holy Ghost more than they need anything. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to reach them, to help them. Help us, oh, God, Lord, to knock on their doors, to call on their phone. Lord, to move, hallelujah, to make contact with them, oh God. Lord, that we can have revival in an unprecedented manner, oh God. In Jesus' name. 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 Come on. God's putting some faces in your mind right now. Come on, even you young people, God's putting some faces in your mind right now. Some people he wants you to go talk to. Yes, my Jesus. Yes, my Jesus. Yes, my Jesus. Yes, my Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Let me just say a few more things here. You may be seated. Everybody say timing. Say we don't have time to wait. Revival can fall on our city right now. Hallelujah. God is already here. God is omniscient. He is all-knowing. He knows everything. So what you didn't learn in college, God can put in your spirit right now. Hallelujah. Everybody's got seasons in their life. Everybody's got dispensations in their life. Hallelujah. And you want to be used of God. Hallelujah. And there is such a thing as eternal timing. Hallelujah. But God will not put on you more than you can bear. But God will never trust you with a ministry that's beyond your level of maturity. Now, God will use you at your level of knowledge, at your level of calling. So get your eyes off from what's not your anointing and walk. Don't try and walk like somebody else. Hallelujah. Just say, God, if you can use anybody, why don't you use me? Hallelujah. If you can heal anybody, why don't you use me to heal them? Why don't you use me to help them? Hallelujah. Praise God. We're all humans. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just surrender to God and say, God, if you can use anybody, why don't you use me? Hallelujah. Praise God. If God knows everything, he knows where you are right now. Don't try and be somebody else. Just get you a Bible, get you a Bible study, get you a testimony. Go out into your neighborhood. Hallelujah. He knows where you are right now. Now, on the day of Pentecost, Peter's sitting over in the corner, sucking his thumb. Because he knew that he had failed God. He had denied God 3 times. But nobody could answer the question, what meaneth this? And Peter's sitting over in the corner sucking his thumb. And he starts hearing the keys jingling. Because Jesus had given him the keys. And he stands up and he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Was Peter perfect? No. But he was willing to listen to the keys jingling when he was sucking his thumb. So don't kick yourself because you made mistakes. Just say, I'm getting in the purpose of God. God is timeless. He does not fit into your clock. There's two words for time in the Bible. There is chronos and there is kairos. Chronos gives us 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Kairos gives us the timing of the Spirit, the particular time. Hallelujah. And we may not have a second chance. God gives us that chance and says, take it and run with it. And we got to do it. I believe there's a window of opportunity here. And God's got a great opportunity of window, or window of opportunity for this church for revival. I believe you're at it, and I believe you need to go after it. Hallelujah. Does it take everybody? No, but it takes somebody to catch the vision. It takes somebody. It takes one young man to catch the fire. And then when you get one that has the fire, when you got the fire, the draw starts. And when the draw starts, then more get in the fire. And when you get more in the fire, then there's more draw. And then you get more in the fire, and there's more draw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then there's more in the fire. And there's more draw. And then there's more in the fire. And there's more draw. And then there's more in the fire. And there's more draw. and there's more in the fire, and there's more draw. And pretty soon, the church is consumed, and the church is on fire, and the church is in revival like never before. If you would listen to me just for a moment, I want to go to the Lord in prayer as we all stand. And I'm going to pray. When I get done praying, I'm going to give you a sign, which will be now. And when I hit that now, I want you to lift your hands and your voices toward heaven. And I want you to shout out with the voice of triumph. And I want you to worship like never before. I want to break this spirit of lethargy. I want to break this spirit of oppression that's tried to stop revival in this area. We're going to break this thing. I come to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of faith right now. Hallelujah. We are lifting our heads and our voices out to the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit of failure. I come against every spirit of fault. I come against every demonic influence. I come against every human spirit. I come against every spirit of oppression, every spirit of depression, every spirit of heaviness. I pray, hallelujah, Lord, that you would lift this spirit, hallelujah, that you not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, oh God, that you would fulfill your word, that you would open the windows of heaven, that you would pour out your blessings, and that you would loose your spirit upon this land. Now! Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Well, I want to give the devil a report tonight. Almost everybody in this building prayed through tonight. And if that doesn't start revival, I don't know what does. Come on, let's shout. And if you didn't, why don't you right now? Thank you for putting up with me. I can remember listening to your pastor preach, and I thought, my, if I could ever preach like that. So thank you for enduring me.